All right, everybody, welcome back to Spocast. Here we are, episode 8 of season 2, everybody. New night and time. Let's get some peeps in here. JP's first. What's up, brother?
What up?
Yes, love it. All backseated up. Got the background, got the shirt. Let's get the double bicep. Donnie, just in time to see the double bicep. How's it going, Donnie B?
Good, brother. If I was any better, I'd be JP.
Boom.
One day.
BJ drinks beers in the house. He says, SPO, SPO. What's up, BJ? Good stuff. Does some great local brewery and brew reviews in this area. Let's get Tommy Boy in here. What's up, brother?
Hey, how you doing, man? What's up?
Welcome, everybody. New night and time. Wrestling Cause is in the house. What's up, brother, from Australia? Got to love when we start off and say someone's already here from Australia, guys.
That's tremendous.
That's how crazy our reach is, let me tell you.
Yep. So, guys, we've extended the Memorial Day sale real quick. We got to tell everybody. As a gift to everybody, the Memorial Day sale is going to go on for one just until midnight tonight. So, literally 5 hours. So, you can save some money. Just go to SpoWrestling.com and use promo code SPOMEMDAY, SPOMEMDAY. You'll get $10 off of rows 2 and 3. As well as general admission. And there you have it, what we have coming up. So definitely check that out, everybody. Remember, Spo Mem Day. All right. Backseats, how was your week?
Week was great, man, you know.
It was, yeah. You go first.
Word. Week was great. You know, just another day, you know, spent the Memorial Day weekend, you know, just getting ready for the week ahead of us. Obviously, we got a big week on the road, but, you know, just same old, same old.
Excellent. Donnie B, how was yours? Did rain on Memorial Day, like you predicted, by the way.
Always does, bro. But the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday were tremendous. Great time with family and friends. A lot of frivolity and fun. The girls slept over at their friend's house, so they had fun, and we had people over Friday night, Saturday night, and it was just a great time, man. Just some good reflection. Got a ton of stuff down around the yard at Casa de Bucci, which you've been to, all three of you. Very exclusive invite. But yeah, man, it was great. It was awesome, dude.
Yep. What's up? Mammoth in the house. Mammoth 6127. Guys, I was on his event, his TikTok this week, this Sunday. It was what a great time. He lives right in two towns over from me. He was at the SPO event. What a great guy. We had such a good time. Here he is. That's him right there. Mick Foley's his favorite wrestler. We had a great time chilling and talking. He set up the computer to play itself in WWE 2K24, and we did original backseats versus the backseats. And it was awesome. And the new backseats beat us. They jobbed out Verdi.
Wow.
They did, bro. What? They worked the Verdi. They pinned him. It wasn't the T gimmick, but they did. But it was a lot of fun watching it. We did a lot of other cool matches. Christina Marie was in one of the matches. We had some Hulk Hogan matches. A lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. So I really enjoyed being on there. We got to get you guys up on there next.
That's cool. What was the Rocky movie where the computer simulation was Rocky against the I don't know what his name was. The one with the famous Balboa speech. I think it was called Rocky Balboa. The one where the ESPN did the simulator. That's what that reminds me of.
Yeah, that's what it was like.
Which, goddamn, dude. I never ever thought of that. You and Trent versus these two. First time I've ever thought of that. That would be amazing. That would have been awesome as shit, dude.
I know.
It's pretty awesome. I know. It was a really cool stream, you know, with a lot of the fans engaged with Johnny and Mammoth and, you know, they said what they want to see. You know, some dream matches. Got to see some cool match scenarios and new backseats for the W.
Absolutely. Hell yeah. So speaking of the Jersey Shore this weekend, guys, I got to show you this, all right? Donnie, you got to look at this. This is a Wawa in Margate. Now imagine you pull up to this thing. Ready? Are you kidding me? Look how many kids.
Somebody must have posted that there was a thing going on there or something, right?
I just think Wawa's are the only place they can hang out.
In Margate? Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe. There's nowhere else. They can't get in bars. I don't like going to Wawa because I always either have to hold the door open for someone or someone has to hold the door for me and I have to run to get to the door out of politeness. Imagine going up to that Wawa and seeing that many kids. I would just keep going. I wouldn't even stop.
Oh, I would never stop for that.
No. I tried to count earlier and I stopped at about 130.
Oh, geez.
That's the Jersey Shore. So did anyone let you know how they drew this past weekend, Donnie, to your challenge?
Well, let me look at my crystal ball. Let's see.
No.
One show, 5, 10. I'm looking at this, carry the one. Fuck no. It would be a zero. That's what I'm telling you. I don't even have to look. I knew that the call would go out to the wild. Show, bring me your tired and poor. Show me your receipts. Yep. And of course it didn't happen, which means I did see one or two idiots put out there. What a great show. Sold out. House, standing room only. And there's literally, when did this become a thing, by the way? There's a picture of a ring at an indie show, right? And two sides of the ring have like two rows of chairs set up. And one side is the fucking building is so small. One side is up against a wall. And the other side is like where the talent comes out or they record the show, whatever the bullshit is. But there's only two sides of goddamn ring that have seats. And I'm telling you, there's two rows of seats, maybe 40 chairs set up. And they brag about it being sold out. Like, when did that become a thing? Where you only set up chairs on two sides?
Yeah. I mean, I guess if you only have 50 chairs and you sell 50 tickets, you can say it's a sellout.
I never understood it.
Very interesting. Donnie, this past Thursday, we did a Throwback Thursday and we put up clips of Backseats Collide from PWF.
Wasn't I the ref in that?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
I'm like, wait a minute. I think I was in that.
Yeah. So here, let's show this real quick. You guys check this out. And then we'll tell the story about this. This is
I need to hear because I have no recollection of this.
Yeah, this is an interesting story.
And I never did gimmicks.
You know what? Before we get started, let me just tell you this. Steve Corino came up to me and Trent before our match and real quick without like anyone hearing goes. Burn the building and just walked away. Right. So me and Trent looked at each other and went, oh, yeah.
Knockdown, drag out fight. Oh my god!
That hurt it, Chief.
Well, we ain't coming back here.
There's you, Donnie.
Yeah.
What's that guy doing in the ring?
And don't forget, guys,
I don't remember.
Backseat Boys Redcon, use our 20% off to get all
the ending, Johnny. I don't remember the ending.
So the ending was Billy Bax and Dylan Knight and Candy came out and attacked you and them. And you ended up throwing
the kid with the big plastic pants.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think I might be wrong, but I think this is the night you threw Brian Logan over the top rope.
Oh, you're right. I did. Didn't I hurt him? I think I did accidentally.
And then you threw a water bucket at him. It was great. Oh, it was awesome. But that show, let me tell you something. So Steve knew he wasn't going back to the Sunnybrook Ballroom. So he was like, guys, just burn it. Like, so no one else can run here. You know, that's how business was done back then. This was, you know, and he must not have told his partner, Rob Dimension, that he told us that. And Rob Dimension is Kurt Robinson's dad. You guys know Rob Dimension, right? Rob Dimension fought with me and fought with Trent on the stage to not take the Christmas tree that the Sunnybrook Ballroom had. And they were literally tug of warring over it. And he's like, no, you're going to lose us the belt, hang. And Trent's like, that's the whole point. And he's like, no one knew what the hell was going on. Yeah, so that was pretty funny. But Donnie was the ref. And we did a gimmick where we tried to fight and he kept like pulling us apart because we were getting too crazy and stuff. And then he finally just let us fight. And the match itself was like 40 minute match, Donnie.
Yeah.
Easy. Wow. A 40 minute match.
Yeah, you're right.
Someone jumped in the ring when you guys were on the outside. Like
an old man,
they never got footage.
Yeah. An old man jumped in the ring and they got real mad. You can hear him the whole time trying to kick him out and stuff. They actually ejected him from the building.
Where was that building?
Awesome.
Where was
that? That was Pottstown, Pennsylvania, on Thursdays. That was a Thursday night at Academy Hall. Remember that?
Yes. That was fun. Mm-hmm. I'd go pick you guys up and the three of us would go, right? It was like an hour from Philly.
Yeah. It wasn't too bad.
No.
It wasn't too bad at all. So, guys, I have an update on John McChesney. Remember last week we showed the guitar shot from hell, like the worst ever? Well, this is John there. That's him about 3 weeks ago before the guitar shot
pre-shot
from hell. In Erie. That's pre-shot. Here's post-shot McChesney. And again, everybody, if you just ate or you don't like blood, look away.
Oh, God.
Unreal.
Yum.
But how about this? This is what a veteran McChesney is. He's using the pictures of his head to push his next event. Look down on the right.
No, I mean, that's if,
brilliant.
Do it.
Yes.
Bro, that's one of the things about the business. And like, I'm not knocking AEW because I love AEW. But one of the things of AEW, I've always had a big problem with when guys get injured or something happens, they don't do anything with it. Like Darby Allin broke his fucking ankle or whatever and couldn't climb the mountain. They just said, oh, he broke his ankle. Like, they didn't even attribute it to anybody. Like, he got hit by the bus and he got messed up a few weeks ago. You should have shot an angle saying that somebody jumped him in the street and they threw him in front of the bus. Something like that. Like, that happens all the time. WWE capitalizes on that shit. If somebody's out, they work it into a storyline. But, my God, man, there's so many times guys of AEW have been injured. Like, Will Hobbs is out injured. He snapped his knee or something. We don't even know what really happened. They never showed it. They never said anything. Show somebody going to his house and running him over and hitting him with a car or something like that just to generate, put a masked guy. Imagine Will Hobbs coming out of his house and somebody hits him with his car and runs his leg over. It's a masked man and that builds up for a year. And then when he comes back, who was it? And they took the gimmick off and it was this guy. Or I'm just saying something, dude. There's something you can do with any injury to draw money out of it. And the boys would like it.
Yeah. Donnie and Backseats, did you guys watch Double or Nothing at all this week?
I saw a little bit of the Darby Allin spot.
Yes. They hung him upside down by his feet and lifted him up, and then they super kicked him, and then I guess that's what broke his nose. But, man, did it look great.
It like, re-damaged or re-broke it, yeah.
I saw the Wrestling with Regret synopses. He does, like, the pay-per-view and, I guess, match breakdowns and stuff of it. He recapped the event. It looked like it went really well. I saw... saw the angle with MJF coming out, you know, making his return.
Yeah, interesting. And Wrestling Cause said here he wants to show us. He made a Christina Marie cause. Have you guys seen this? Check that out.
See. Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's nice, isn't it?
That's pretty on point. This guy's an artist, yeah.
I know he is. And I was talking to him, and you know how, like, Chris Sierra, Dark King, how he'll do, like, the live sketching? Well, Wrestling Cause is thinking about, like, doing the finishing touches on the cause live so people can watch what goes into the process. Because, look, he made these for me, Donnie. Look at these.
Oh. And this is the WWE game? The WWF game?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's incredible. You can do that, dude.
Yeah, he made me shrouded with the bat. I love it. I love it. And, Donnie, check this out. We got Rick Blade in a Spo shirt, brother. He's repping at Planet Fitness.
Away from home, obviously. Yeah.
Yes. We're going to have an announcement out of the Blade camp in the next week or two, everybody. Oof. So stay tuned for that. But here's another Rick Blade picture. Donnie, you were cut out of this picture. I think that's your finger on the very right.
Might be.
This is the Hall of Fame. So we have Drake Younger down the bottom. There's Drake. On the left is Ian, our first wrestling student, me and Trent. And then Debbie and... that's Trent's daughter there, right next to me, Jules. And then that's me, obviously. And then Shorty and Rick Blade. And everyone says, Rick Blade is always happy. I said, yes, Rick Blade is always happy. He's a pleasure to be around.
Remember, I didn't recognize Shorty that day and like the first minute or two. And then I'm like, holy shit, it's Shorty.
Yeah.
Such nice people. Like I said, I said it all a couple weeks ago, but just nice to see two normal adult productive members of society that, you know, were involved in the business, even on an ancillary level in the 90s, early 2000s, like they were, you know what I mean? And just make it through to the other side, not dead, not addicted, not with a GoFundMe for some bullshit or whatever.
Or an OnlyFans. Normal.
Yeah, man. Just some OnlyFans. They didn't lose a match to face and have to start an OnlyFans page. But,
folks. Right. Yeah. Who came up with
seriously.
That? who booked this shit. But guys, we got some action in the show here. So Donnie, you know, it's funny. You were just saying that you want to see more of Sonny Kiss. So you're going about to see more of Sonny Kiss. This was literally as the women's match ended. This ensued in real time. So check this out, everybody.
Uh-huh. Get this camera out of my face. You know, as a matter of fact, actually, I just defended my SPO Women's Champion successfully against Sonny Kiss. The plan worked.
It did.
The plan
it did.
Worked.
All we have to do now is take Sonny Kiss's name.
Check it
in
on.
Here in the book and out of our hair.
She didn't even see what was coming.
No.
Isn't that crazy?
No, not at the
bitch. Bitch.
Oh,
no.
Hey,
whoa.
Hey, Sonny.
No, 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 no. You think
hey, break this up. Come on, break it up. Break it up.
We got Agent Don Montoya to the rescue.
And Retro. And Mullino, Retro. Mullino sat here a couple weeks ago and said, I will cross Sonny Kiss's name off my list. And we literally just watched him cross Sonny's name off his list. So at least he's doing what he said he's doing. And I even said that to him. I said, hey, don't just say it. Do it. And he actually did it.
The agents of fortune, you know, they're following exactly what they said they were going to do. So, you know, can't fault a man for producing results.
Nope. Be careful what you wish for. And by the way, I'm always a big fan of walking scenes like Reservoir Dogs. You know, you always get that like in Swingers, you know, check out for no reason. This just badass walking scene that I love. Watch this. I don't know why, but I love it.
Who made that?
That was outside the Mitchell Firehouse. That's Christina Marie and Silk City Kings.
Ah, very cool.
It was different, right?
Yeah, that's what I like about it.
Yeah, exactly. I like it. And Danger Ginger said that Wrestling Calls also has Pat Dynamite and Joe Clean. That's very, very true. So check that out, everybody. And a big thank you to Wrestling Calls. Credit Wrestling Calls. He works hard, guys. So check out all of his stuff at Instagram at Wrestling Cause. Thank you, brother. Good looking out. All right. So, guys, I heard someone has a 15 minutes of fame. Is this true?
I have one.
You do?
I do.
All right, brother. 15 minutes of fame.
Okay. My 15 minutes of fame has to deal with something that I noticed the other day. I was suddenly inundated with a bunch of indie wrestling events and flyers for the next month of shows coming up. I have no idea how most of these folks got my email or tagged me on Facebook. I have no idea. But it seems like every day I get 5 to 10 different announcements for shows. And every one of them, I swear to God, these posters have got to be some of the worst shit I've ever seen in my entire life. The biggest mistakes I see on these posters is they put... I'm telling you, dude, if there's 2 people's faces on it, there's 50 fucking people on it. They put anywhere between 40 to 50 different people on the posters, and no one has ever heard of anybody they put on these posters. There's never nary a name to be seen. There's no headliner. There's nobody. It's just a bunch of milquetoast goofs whose faces are on these posters, and I have nothing against putting some talent on a poster. But when you're walking into a convenience store or a ShopRite, whatever it is, and you look at an indie wrestling poster, right up top should be in big, huge letters the date of the event. It should say what it is, pro wrestling fundraiser, whatever, with the date on it. And then it should have whoever the featured main attraction is, or maybe somewhere on there, special cage match or strap match. If you're going to have some kind of something like that, yep, like Endgame, something like that. 1 or 2 people on it, 3 or 4 if you have a couple of names. And for God's sakes, if you're going to have a goddamn wrestling poster, there you go. Look at that. It has the address on it, the date and time, and a clear indication, whether it's a link, a QR code, or something, to get more information and tickets. A phone number would help also. I actually saw a wrestling poster the other day that didn't have the goddamn contact information. It just had pro wrestling, cage match, bullshit, and this and that. It had nowhere on the poster where to get tickets. Nowhere. And I DM'd the guy, I messaged him, and he said, oh, well, that's, you just go to our website. And I said, well, where's the link for your website? He said, it's our company's name. I'm thinking myself, who the fuck is going to go through all that to figure this bullshit out?
It's homework.
Yeah, dude, you got to make it uber simple for the fans. And please, man, for the love of God, if you're going to put somebody on a poster, make sure they look like something. It's just ridiculous. 40 or 50 of the same faces on these posters in the tri-state area, and most of them look like shit. That's, I'm not knocking them. I'm really not. It sounds like I am, but I'm not. It's the same reason I never put my neighbors on my poster. They didn't look like stars.
Right.
Donnie B was never on a poster. My name was on it, but I was never on a goddamn. My picture was never on a poster. Look at the poster from Clash, from Contest of Champions.
Right.
Sting, Frankie Edgar, Jerry Lawler, Nova, Dreamer, all those guys. Nick Aldis, Frankie Kazarian, Aaron Stevens, all these motherfuckers, these names, they were on the poster, dude. And I know not every show you can afford names, but just put one or two on it and just put all the other pertinent information for the love of God. All this other stuff you could wipe your ass with and flush it in the toilet. It's terrible.
Yep.
That's my 15 minute.
Even Christina Marie said, right?
Yes.
Christina said, Donnie always speaks the truth. There you
Donnie has nothing to lie about. That's the thing about Donnie at this stage of my life, and I'm not in the business. I'm an ancillary player trying to support some folks trying to make their way in the business. I have zero reason to lie ever about anything in my life, let alone the wrestling business. I have no reason to pull the wool over anyone's eye or not tell you guys. I didn't do a hell of a lot in the business, but I did a lot more than people currently in it. So you would behoove yourselves to listen to what I'm telling you. Because if you can learn, if I tell you 10 things and you can learn one thing from those 10, cool.
Right.
Don't listen to the 100 ways that something's not going to work. Just try to find out the one way to make it work. That's it, man. That's all I can tell you guys. Like, if you don't want to listen to me, I don't give a fuck. I'll still be here next week doing the same shit. But if you want to learn, message me. You can ask me. I have guys who ask me questions from all the United States. If I showed you some of my messages and shit, you'd say, holy shit, you talk to that guy? You know that dude? I'm like, yeah, of course I do. But, you know, just do it, man. Just get out there and learn and just be honest with yourselves. If you want to be a star, act like a star, look like a star, and work like a star. But that's my advice.
Speaking of stars, Phil Stamper is not here. He's actually getting his MRI from what happened last week that prevented him from coming to the SPO show. So hopefully we'll hear from him soon and we'll have an update on him. He will be back with us next week. And thank you everyone for switching with us to Tuesdays. Usually you hear some typing. Phil's here posting it everywhere. So he's not here to do that tonight. So I don't know how it'll work, but if you're not watching live, I was going to say watch later, but that doesn't really make sense.
We'll make sure you get it.
Yeah, that doesn't exactly make sense. But anyway, so guys, we have a big weekend coming up, by the way. I know it's a little early, but we're going to real quick hit up the weekend because this is kind of a special weekend. It starts on Thursday. So we have a big week coming up. Thursday, we're going to be in Michigan, guys. Mm-hmm. We're going to be in Michigan. So it's a midweek thing. Let's see the match graphic here they have for us. It actually is a pretty decent one if I could find it right here. All right. So tag team championship, we're in a three-way, right? A three-way trios.
Yeah, I guess this is a triple threat tag match for their tag titles. Each tag team looks like they got a good old manager at their corner.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, this is going to be some sick action. We got the team. The right? Is that how you say it? The team?
Maybe the meh team.
So, against yours truly, the Backseat Boys, looking to bring home the gold. And we got the Pillars. We've seen them around, actually.
The Pillars.
That's right.
We've seen them around at H2O. They're making some waves around here.
You guys have some words for them, too, that we filmed the other day. Let's show that right now, if you don't mind.
Let's.
Thursday, May 30th, Combat One Wrestling in Michigan. Guess what? The Backseat Boys make our Michigan debut, where we will surely be crowned the first ever Combat One Tag Team Champions.
That's right.
The A Team, the Pillar, who cares who you guys have in our corner? Because when you step up against the Backseat Boys, no luck will stand in our way of victory.
With experience by our side, we are the most decorated tag team that Combat One has to offer. You're looking at the new Combat One Tag Team Champions, the Backseat Boys. Back seats back, baby.
And Darren McCarthy of the Detroit Red Wings, that's supposed to impress us? We're tag team specialists. This is our house. We show you how it's done.
Wow.
All right. Well done. So there man. We go. Yeah. That's get the right. gold, boys, says Danger Ginger. Right. Oh, yeah. We're going to bring some Michigan gold back here, guys. What do you say?
That's right. So well, you and Trent have done some trips out to Michigan before. This is going to be our first time.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's right. Something special for us.
Yep.
Donnie, we've wrestled in the Midwest a little bit. What's that?
Was it AT Huck we went out, Johnny?
Yep. AT Huck in Detroit.
AT Huck. Yeah.
Detroit. Yeah. We wrestled.
Real good dude. Was it Meanie and Nova? Because Edge and Christian were on that stuff before they got signed. Right when Edge was getting signed, we went out there. It was Nova and Meanie. Edge and Christian were there. Definitely they were there.
I thought, but I think we also, one time we wrestled Too Tough Tony and Corp.
Yeah, you did. Huck and Al too. Snow was there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's when we met Necro that night too and dubbed him Uncle Necro.
He's an ECW ref, or what was, I'm sorry, right? E.T. Huck.
Yep. Super nice dude.
Yeah.
Word. No, the name sounds familiar because I know he was on the first JCW tapings back then, volume 2 and 3. So, that's where the name sounds familiar.
Right. Steve Jordan said they're so decorated they can be a Christmas tree. The trifecta. JK and the Backseat Boys. Love it, brother. My boy Bradley Brandt. What's up, Brad? Selling his mortgages. He's another influencer as far as mortgages go in New Jersey. He knows his stuff. And then Tara says, bring the gold home and I'll have $30 in ones for you on July 13th.
Ooh, the dollars just keep getting up. They keep getting higher and higher.
The singles. Lots of singles.
So check this out, Donnie. Remember I said we needed a little car and a map to follow Phil Stamper around the world? Yeah. We're going to be able to follow the back seats on their journey. Look at this.
Oh, that's cool.
It's just the blue line that never ends. Yep. You just keep going.
It's like a 10-hour drive, right? 10, 12 hours somewhere?
Roughly.
Now? Yep. We're gonna take a little detour and stop off in Cleveland and catch a few hours. And then from Cleveland to Michigan is about 3 hours, give or take. Yeah. But, it's a car, everyone does a third and goes by quick.
Yeah, I've never wanted so bad to go to Toronto. Look how close Toronto looks on that map compared to where we have to go. Donnie, I told the guys, just make sure you pack some cyanide just in case. We'll see what happens, brother. But yeah, so there you go. So that's that. So we got this big weekend coming up. We also, last week, we were going to have the guy I Hate Artists on. I haven't heard from him. It was a hectic week, but we will show his art here. This is the Trinacid thing that I couldn't find last week. And he also sent me a thing that he found this too. He somehow found, he must have been at these old CZW events. And he has programs that Eric Gargiulo used to make. You know, I think Eric got that idea from Gabe Sapolsky making the programs for ECW. So
definitely. Yeah, that's where Gabe started, selling programs.
Yeah, exactly. So then Gargiulo started doing it. So this guy's got all these signatures on there. Look, Alex Shelley's signatures on there. You see me, you see Trent. Yeah, it's pretty neat. So I was pretty excited. So we are going to have him on soon, without a doubt.
And, that's the old Caged F5 program?
Yeah, all different programs. I'm not sure which one that one was, but there was a few different ones. But Donnie, you know how we said Pat Dynamite officially turned babyface?
Yeah.
Well, there's a new manager that he has. Are you ready? It's not Oliver Humperdinck.
Humperdinck.
Yeah, you ready to see? It's... Tiny
the
dog, the Dynamite Dog. He's a luchador. He's luchadorable, actually. Pat brought him in the ring, and the place went nuts.
Well, that's the first. Dog, I've never seen that before.
The dog is over, brother. Yeah, I know, right?
Animals but yeah, the are dog over. Is over.
The dog is over.
The dog should sell gimmicks. He'll sell more than anybody else on the show.
That's what I said. I said, brother, $10 for a picture, $15 if you want the dog.
Yep.
You know, just a little, just some dog treats.
Wrestling programs are lost. Yeah, wrestling programs are lost things now. That's true. When we used to go to the Spectrum and the Civic Center back in the day, you'd always get a program, remember?
Even in PCW, we had a program. Bill Miller was his name. He was one of the guys who worked for PCW. I had him from beginning to end do the program. Every 6 weeks, he did a program. And he had work names that he did the articles under, like fake names. But he did articles on the guys, and we had a top 10, and next show announcements and merch and all. It was like a 3 or 4 page thing, but it was cool, man. Everybody that came into the show, it was Firebird program. Everybody got a copy. And it was just, I don't know. To me, it was always cool going to an event and coming home with like literature.
Yeah.
I thought it was cool.
Jason Knight sold programs at his event.
Yeah,
absolutely. Chris Gorish, the rat's going down to Florida. So he's saying he's got to find a tag team and bring him back, Donnie.
Find one, Rat.
Yeah. Yeah, he must.
How does the Rat get to Florida, by the way? There's no way in the world he boards a commercial airline. There's no
Rat, how do chance. Are you still here, Rat Boy? Tell us in the chat. He's how do you get here. To Florida? How are you?
He definitely stows away.
There's no way he presents an ID and flies on an airplane to Florida. There's zero chance.
Harold Pollock agrees he misses the old programs. Yeah, we do have to bring that back. I got to agree. Steve Jordan said he has some old programs from old school shows back in the day. I think I have some too. I have to find them.
You know who used to do a good program? It was I think it was a program / newsletter was Georgianne Markropoulos.
Yes.
But it was the Chatterbox.
That's Mark right.
Carluzzo was a huge fan of the Chatterbox. He used to get every issue and like he'd put it over to us and bring it to the shows and be like, look, look, look. And once she did she had an artist or something that drew the covers. And once she did one of me and Ratchet, it was pretty cool. I wish I still had it. I like Georgianne. She was a nice lady.
Yeah, she was.
Very nice lady.
Tara Becker said she still has the Fool's Gold PW April 1st, 2005 program. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, send me a picture of that. Oh, and Chris Gorish, the Rat Boy, Donnie, he's getting there via Frontier Airlines.
Wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Rat.
So he's probably flying out of Trenton, I would imagine, because that's a big Frontier hub.
Yeah.
So that's what I guess. But Donnie, I do have a very special surprise for you right now. It is someone's birthday, and it's very important that we have that person in. So let's see what we have here. Welcome, birthday boy.
Oh.
Stepping on me. Stepping on the beach. Good job, dude. Happy birthday, Chris.
Thank you. Thank you, my people.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, brother.
The Dark King. So Saturday, Donnie, this past Saturday, Dark King sketched both back seats. It was awesome. I was there. We watched it. Show it off if you have it.
Okey-doke.
You got to see it. Yeah, you got to see this. Yeah. This was just awesome.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Yes.
Look at that likeness.
Back seat. That is awesome.
Dun, 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 dun.
Look at that. He's got two more abs. Yeah. That's incredible.
Love it. Good stuff, man. Good stuff, brother. Good stuff. So I got to tell you real quick, everybody, now's your chance to say happy birthday in the chat to Chris. Here we have Harold says, great job. And look at this. Look at this. I'm nothing. Pete Martin happy wrote, birthday. Mine was this past Friday. No one wished me a happy belated on here.
Happy Hold birthday, on.
Pete
Martin.
Hold on.
Happy birthday to you.
Dude, that is over. Here it is. And I'm nothing. So happy belated, Pete. Sorry, we didn't mean to leave you hanging, brother. You know, we love you.
Right. Wayonada, Pete.
Yeah, Wayonada, Pete. All right, but here we go. This is for Pete, and this is also for Dark King at this point. All right. All right. Here we go. All right, good stuff, man.
Saki.
All right.
That's the music they play at the Hibachi place. They play that at the Hibachi place.
Really? Look at all the happy birthdays coming in. Look at this. Cha-ching. Tara Becker, happy birthday, Chris. Harold Pollock, happy birthday to you both. Happy birthday to all from the Rat Boy. Already said it twice, but I'll say it again. Happy birthday, Chris, from Wrestling Cause in Australia. And thank you from Pete Martin. You're welcome, Pete. You're not nothing, brother. You're definitely something. That's right. But guys, so we have a light side of the ring we're going to do real quick today. Hopefully some of you. Oh, Christina Marie says happy birthday. And so did Steve Jordan. All right. Dark King, thank you for joining us, my friend. We're going to have you on. The week before July 13th for our go home, you're going to do a very special sketch before uneffing necessary. All right. So let's start thinking who we're going to get. We got to get some sourdough cheeseburgers made in the meantime. And and let's do this. All right. Thank you, brother. You have a great night.
You too, brother.
I would like, Peace. Johnny, if we could, the king there could make a picture of you, Trent, Tommy and JP, and I'm not a mark for myself at all, but if I could be in it, if you, the four of you, like in the silver with the jackets and stuff, and me with my Miami Vice outfit, if he could make that for me, I would really like that. just for my own keepsake to put on my wall. Legit, I would do that.
I think that'd be awesome. I think that would be awesome. And you know what?
Honestly, four of you guys with me in the middle.
Hell yeah. Well, you could just do the cause.
That right like there. This. Holy shit. Yep.
Chris, check this out.
Yeah.
That's Wrestling Cause made it. Maybe you can make this one day. That would be cool. That's the entire.
Like that? Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Paste that. Send it to me, and I think I'll get it done.
Thank you.
All right.
I would consider that.
He's like our wishes, his commands.
That's why I'm the fake genie. You want money? I'll withdraw out of my bank account.
We'll slide you a few BSB bills.
Yeah, you'll start paying for names on SPO shows, brother. Be careful.
There you go.
All right, brother. Thank you for taking care of that for us, man.
Thank you, buddy.
Always, brother.
What are you going to keep coloring right now? I'll keep you on.
Yeah, one of them said do the logo.
Oh yeah, all right. Then we'll keep you on. All right, cool. Stay there and work. We'll check in with you pretty soon.
Hell yeah.
Thanks, bro. That's awesome. That's cool. I love when we have him. It's always like has a special night feel whenever we have him. You know what I mean? But yeah, so good stuff. So anyway, guys, I think we have a light side of the ring that we want to do. And this is for, you know what? Before we do that, let me tell you guys something, by the way. I started training somebody. I've always had wrestling students, and I brought on a student. We have our own student in SPO now. The first one, his name's Keith. And I'm going to be training people. So, look, I'm not looking for people to train. Okay. I wasn't looking for Keith, but Keith works his ass off. And, you know, I've known him for a long time now, and he has proven to me that he really needs to be a wrestler. If anyone's out there and they need to be a wrestler, yes, come to me. I'll help train you. But if it's just something you might want to do or whatever, go down the road to another school. But I can be persuaded to bring on certain people. If you're serious, you'd be a student of SPO, you'd be a student of the Backseat Lineage, and you'd already have a wrestling fed to wrestle for and work for. I mean, Keith helped do camera work last time for us. So you get to be a student of the business and learn everything, not just in ring work, when you work with us. And until our school's open, we have other places we train. So just hit me up on Instagram or email me at johnnycashmere@gmail.com. All right, everybody. So train with moi. And that's me in Japan there on the right. So I do have some international experience. I know what I'm doing, y'all. And I've already had dozens of students in Pro Wrestling Unplugged. So
I can't think of too many other people in the United States that have the pedigree, the lineage, the time. I'm thinking like Luke Hawk, CW. I'm just trying to think off the top of my head of other guys who have been there and done it and been around and are in shape and can still work and go and produce at a high level in 2024. I don't think there's many of you left. I mean, listen, I'm no authority, but I couldn't name 10 of them. Mm-mm. I think this is great, dude.
Well, it's fun. I'm enjoying it. Keith's working hard. We did an entire night of lockup drills and stuff last week. We're down at the Skid Row Academy Primal Fear are the trainers, and they work hard down there. That's Mondays and Thursdays. If anyone needs a wrestling school or a gym, if you are a wrestler, get in touch with us, and we'll put you in touch with O-Dog, the owner. Good stuff. Let's check in real quick, guys. Boom. I think he walked away. Oh, he's still there.
No, he's there.
Nice.
Very cool.
He's doing that S.
The S, yeah. Yep, the backseat logo, guys. Absolutely.
BSB. That's sick background.
Yep. Danger Ginger said, what about someone who can't compete due to medical stuff but wants to learn creative side or manager type side? Obviously, you're not talking about yourself, Danger Ginger, of course. It's your friend we're talking about here. But, you never know. I mean, SPO's growing, SPO. Right now, we probably don't have a need for it. But down the line, you never know what's going to happen. You see how things change overnight, you know, so fast. So now we're going to Gloucester for this big event, you know, and we've extended the sale, so you guys can still get $10 off right now. Just use the SPO Memday promo code when you go to SPOWrestling.com. So you're going to see me versus Feral Face. Don't forget, you're also going to see the backseat in a 3 Stages of Death match, which we don't even know what that is yet. And by the way, everyone, notice the top. It now says SPO Wrestling and the High Five present. Notice last week it just said High Five. Batman pulled some strings, flexed some muscle, And now it's going to be the first part of the show. The first half of the show is a SPO show. All ages. Maybe it'll be a little more hardcore forward, but it's not going to be blood. And then at the end, we'll make the announcement. The event's over. Kids, families, you want to leave, leave. If you want to stay for some death matches, you can stay for some death matches. So it's a now a joint show brought to you by both. The death match section is the high five. I don't really have much say in that other than I have to wrestle face. So
in an OnlyFans death match.
Yeah. Which we're going to find out more about that. We're also going to find out what the three stages are. You guys, if I'm not mistaken, don't even know the three stages of death in your match yet, do you?
Again, I'm trying to figure out who in the right mind would create such a thing. I mean, it could be anything. I don't even know what the first match stipulation or what kind of match type there is. I mean,
I don't know.
Yeah. Nothing's been told to us. It was literally we came out to save SDK and the rep decided to take it out on us. And next thing you know, we wake up to a three stages of death graphic. So it could literally be death, taxes, and reincarnation for all I know. Those could be the three stages of death. We don't know.
Well, Cause is asking from Australia, are there going to be needles in it? No. That Jeez. We can say there's no not going to be needles.
No needles. Tommy Grayson don't do needles, and Tommy Grayson don't do loud explosions.
Wait. Chris is trying to get our attention. Hold on a minute here. Do I have you? What's he doing? Hold on. I think I have him he was eating muted. Donuts. What's up, Chris? What are you trying to show us?
Okay, fellas. I'm about to do it right now. I'm about to start blowing the candles and the cake, so you might as well see my face get smacked on.
It's your birthday. Yes. Yeah. We'll stay on for your birthday. Go ahead. Sing.
Let's see this.
It's my birthday, fools.
I'll do it. Do it up.
Make a wish.
I don't have the candles yet. I got to light them up.
All right. Sorry. We're not in a rush.
I know. Look, all I'm saying is that this three stages of death is more worse than three stages of hell. All I can say is that it's going to be more bloody than I expected in my own point of view.
Yep. I think birthday cake candles are going to be one of the stages of death.
I think so, yeah.
Obviously, yeah.
Yeah, but the candles are more worse like the time they dripped on Sandig's back.
Oh, my goodness. Yep, they're going to go in as boys and come out men. I'll tell you, man.
Oh, God.
Candles are with the spoons and forks, ma.
Whoa.
Spoons and forks.
We might have to change our name to the Backseat Men after this.
We might. Yep. I did that once. All right.
Well,
so,
fellas, it's about to be time for me to start making a wish and whatever. So might as well say what you want on my throne.
All right. All hail.
All hail.
Happy birthday. You may commence singing.
One, two, three, go.
We didn't even start singing yet. Okay, I'm gonna say this quick. I would like to thank everybody. I would like to thank the Academy. I would like to thank.
How did this happen?
What?
How did we get so hijacked?
There goes that busted open.
You let us know when it's time to sing. Let us know when it's time to sing, and we'll get you going.
Yeah, we're only picking four candles.
Johnny, you hear that? Choo choo choo. That's the busted open train leaving the station.
I know.
Choo choo choo.
Oh, cool. We're about to start lighting the candles.
It's leaving without our show. Choo choo choo.
We're canceled. We're done. We let it get off the rails.
Y'all should have told me to bring a lighter.
Oh, no lighter?
Wow.
Why not a
stove? Use the stove. The
oven. No, please don't.
Hey, you babies don't know how to light a candle.
All right.
There we go.
All right, let's get it. Come on.
Happy this is one of them blowtorch-like candles.
Just draw a candle.
Nuno, dos, tres, go.
All right. Behold my tastiness.
Happy birthday to you. This is the shit.
Okay, this is going on.
Happy birthday. I don't know what
Chris
the fuck
Sierra,
this is.
Hell yeah.
I'm sorry, parents heard this.
Hey, amen. Play ball.
EC-dub. EC-dub.
All right, ready? All right, on a one, a two, what? Three.
Happy birthday to you.
Cha-cha-cha.
Happy birthday to you.
Cha-cha-cha.
Happy birthday, dear Christian. Happy birthday to you.
Hey,
Happy birthday
to you.
Yay.
Phil Stamper. Phil, come on. I sent you the link. Get on.
Help, Phil.
Thank you very much.
Phil Stamper sent one.
Whoa. He's got... GSW.
At least it wasn't a crazy one this time.
He got creamed.
If I were you, I would not put more paint on my face, all right?
Wait, hold on. Okay. He got listen, the old, listen. Right, the old Stan Styles. All right.
He's got white cream on his face.
All right, Chris.
Some promoters Chris, I know would like that.
Why?
Yeah.
Why is it whenever I just want to have a peaceful birthday, I always end up with smeared cake on my face?
I can't.
Sounds like a personal problem.
It looks good on your kid.
There's some promoters in the tri-state area who would book you with that look.
Whoa.
Don't even think about it. I swear.
Especially in 1999.
Yeah, 1999, you'd be a shoe-in in Delaware.
All right. Oh, we got to get going now.
You'd be booked in Delaware in 1999, I can tell you that.
I'd rather be booked on Springer.
All right, brother.
Definitely in Philly.
You what have a good night.
I'll get the loco done in time. Just give me a couple minutes.
Take your time. Happy birthday.
All right. See you, man. Happy birthday. Oh,
wow.
I can't. That was awesome. Oh my
what a
God,
waste of cake.
Awesome. Yeah, and Cause said his family did a better job than we did singing. Well, you can't sing on this software. It just doesn't work.
And Donnie B is the only one with any lick of actual singing talent. So, like, there you go.
We were just at a Florida birthday party on our podcast. That's one of Gangrel's fans. And we're at his birthday party live on our Spokecast. I think Busted Incredible. Open is going to love that.
Oh, yeah. You got to put that in the highlight reel.
That's going to put us over, man. Gee whiz. That was so
Wrestling
great.
Cause goes, any didn't, weed whackers going
didn't,
to be used?
Didn't you
death
record
match
an album when you went out to Nashville, Donnie?
I did. It can never be heard by human by you guys. I'm sorry. In person, I'll play me part. Maybe I'll play it. But
yeah, dude, Donnie, you're the kind of genius not to be respected in your own lifetime. That's the problem.
Thank you.
But here, check this out. Look what I found on TMZ today, guys. San Diego PD officer resigned after alleged backseat sex with suspect.
Yeah, I read that case.
What is backseat sex?
Well,
sex in the backseat.
He pulled a girl over, I think, for a traffic violation, and somehow he was putting her in the back of the car, and he got in the car with her and propositioned her. And she agreed to have relations with him. But the problem is he locked himself in the vehicle, which is easy to do in a patrol car. So we had to call on the radio for somebody to let him out. When the responding officer came, they saw him in the back with an arrestee.
Wow.
So there was some explaining to do.
Well, they
and
said
it was the logistics. Yeah.
They said it was backseat sex. So my mind thought it could have been one of two things. But anyway, so.
Oh, hey now.
California never changed.
Hey, Johnny.
That was pretty crazy. I still can't get over that even like happened. And by the way, Preacher is singing Wednesday and Friday. If you guys want to check him out at Tucker's Tavern and the old Causeway up in this area, check him out at Preacher Can Sing at Instagram. So
sweet.
Oh, wow.
Great trainer. Yeah. Awesome trainer. And he sings. So check him out. And guys, check out Pro Wrestling Tees. We have the Backseat Boys t-shirts up there. They are looking sweet. There's also your Donnie B t-shirts up there and many more t-shirts to come. Variant SPO t-shirts are going to be up soon. I don't know if it'll be on its own thing or if we're going to start we're going to put it on the Backseat store or start a new store. I'm not sure. I found
what
these old
that shirt with the artist, the comic book. Can we get can the guy give us the permission to make that?
Yeah.
The comic book that dude, that's a shirt right there.
It is. And I already sent it. We are looking into it because I agree. That's a banging shirt. I want it.
I'll pay for the shirts to be made, even if with the after the cost or whatever, if we donate the proceeds to recovery or something.
Right.
I don't know. Find something.
Right.
Alcoholics Anonymous or Drug Recovery House or something. Pick something. Mm-hmm. We can sell the shirts and all the positive proceeds after the cost of the shirt goes to whatever we want to donate.
That's a great idea.
Cool with that.
That's a great idea. I'll talk to the guy. We'll get in touch with the guy that made it.
Permission to do that.
Yeah.
I like that idea.
I do too. It's life affirming.
I would wear that.
But here we found some old pictures of the back seats. Here's us when you first got us, Donnie. And then here's us, I think, for Jake and Paul or one of your shows.
That might be Yardville.
That actually might be Yardville.
Or Pine Hill.
Or Pine Hill. Pine Hill is one of the ones we were at, yeah. Mm-hmm. And, guys, we have some other stuff coming up in June. We have Greektown Wrestling coming up on a Friday. Mm-hmm. We're back at the same building where he rode the Channing rode the Zamboni.
That's right.
So there you go. So it's going to be Decker and Dreamer are going to be defending their IWC tag titles on this event. There's also some other big announcements coming soon. And, guys, I have unfinished business with Bill Collier. You see him right there in the middle where it says live in London. Donnie, I have to show you the clip from the event 2 weeks ago where he picked up three men on his back and gave all three of them a suplex at once and then did a kip up. I've never
in that poster looked like somebody, dude. That was a good poster. That's exactly what I was talking about before. Names at the top, an impressive dude right in the middle, the good-looking women all across it, and some young boys in the two corners in the front with all the impertinent information right there in the middle. A cool logo right at the top. Fucking live pro wrestling. You know what it is. You know where it is, when it is, the bell time, the doors. That's a perfect poster right there.
I agree. Steve Jordan said, when you're getting wrestling and recovery at one of your shows, I don't really get into the wrestling and recovery that much. I'll be honest with you. I think they're more geared towards the wrestlers than the fans because they set up in the fans, but they're trying to get wrestling and wrestlers aren't that bad that they need heroin test kits at the event. So I'm not a big fan of the wrestling recovery people. I hope that they're doing it for the right reason, but it's just not something that I care to dabble in right now. But we do at Spo Wrestling look out for wrestlers, especially wrestlers that I fear might have, you know, issues. You know, we can't let people slip through our fingers, and we love our fellow wrestler, and we're a brotherhood here. So in Spo Wrestling, we take care of our wrestlers regardless. So
that was a good question.
It was. Harold said, love to see you guys versus Collier. Yeah, well, it may be me and the back seats versus Collier, because if he wants to pick up three guys, let him try it with the back seats. I don't think so.
The bigger they are.
I would like to see Bill Collier try.
Yeah, I'd like to see him try too. Yeah, I'm part of it. It's not just towards wrestlers. Good, Steve. Then yes, let's talk. If it's not just towards wrestlers and this is a legit thing that's really meant to help people, then no brainer, brother. No brainer, nothing but love. As long as it's unconditional love that it's seated in, we'll be a part of it. Sounds good. We'll talk sometime in the next week or two, Steve. Thank you. So, Donnie, what do you have coming up soon? Anything? No vacations? Concerts
coming up. My daughter's 12th birthday is this weekend, so she's excited for that. Family party on Sunday. The kids. See, when you have kids and they start to get a certain age, you have two parties. Sometimes you have three. Sometimes you have a party for the kid and her school friends. Then you have their clubs and activity party with their friends, and then you have the family party. So Saturday in the day is the cheerleading friends and all that. Saturday night is a sleepover with close friends, and then Sunday is the party with my mom and the relatives and all that coming over. So awesome. No more like, hey, here's some cake after dinner on like a Wednesday night for your birthday like I had. And then now it's like a fucking 2 or 3 day thing with photo boots and water slides and everything else.
The trifecta.
Donnie, you're doing it up, though.
You have to, bro. You've been to the Halloween party. You've seen it.
Yeah. No, the Bucci's do it big. You know, you're taking care of your girls, man. That's awesome.
That's it, man. Because when we finish this trip around the Big Blue Marble, I don't know what comes next. So I don't want any regrets, man. I want everybody who has ever hung out with me in their life to say, there you go, bro. Scariest costume to say that they had a good time around me and they always had fun and I was somebody they could count on. That's it.
I'm excited for the Halloween this time. It's not a very Bucci Halloween. It's a very backseat Halloween this year.
Can be, yeah.
We're taking anniversary. It over.
It's gonna be nightmare on back street.
That's right, guys. We just need a driver. We need like an Uber driver or someone to pick us up right now so that
someone with some nice glasses.
Plenty of room. Come on in.
Any news from the MRI front?
Yeah, what do we have?
I probably won't get the result until Thursday, but.
Oh, shit. He froze up.
At least we heard him say no results till Thursday. So we'll be in Michigan. Great picture.
Save that photo of him. Oh,
yeah.
Phil, we lost you for a sec. You said we won't know till Thursday, but what?
But it was horribly painful to lay there for like 15 minutes.
Oh. Oof.
So we'll see. We'll see what they say. Hopefully it's just a strain and that's it.
Well, I like that you are doing the old Bob Evans and no selling our podcast by being in the car. I love it. I love it. But no, thank you.
I am very backseat.
He's dedicated.
No, but thank you for coming on. It means a lot. And I honestly was a little concerned. We were just talking about you and wondering what the prognosis was. So at least you know you only have to wait 48 hours.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, and did you glean anything from the tech? Did they like give you the old wink? Like
he was like a stone wall. He wouldn't give me anything.
They teach you to be like that. I almost was one of them. I almost went to school for that. They teach you to not let anyone read it. It's the worst.
Right. But I have the disc, so I am going to see if I can see anything from it.
Find your own expert, brother. No, JP. Oh,
send it to Chris Ford. He'll be able to look at it.
Ooh.
Yeah,
Crowbar.
Send it to who?
I'm not Crowbar.
Crowbar. Oh, really?
Yeah, he's a physical therapist. He's seen a million x-rays.
Yeah, he'll be happy that you're asking him. He'll be glad you're asking him to do work in his free time.
Tell him you're one of us. He'll know. He'll know.
But yeah, JP, the tech can look at it and really knows if he's okay or not, and isn't allowed to say anything till the doctor looks at it. But these techs see so many, they know what it is. So sometimes they'll give you like a wink.
I got news for you. They could tell when he walked in the room. By the way he's walking, what he's favoring, how he's sitting, what he's saying. They've seen it all, bro.
Mm-hmm.
So let's
Where are you right now? What city are you in, Phil, driving?
I am in Fort Washington, Maryland. I'm just south of D.C.
Oh, the worst traffic on earth, brother. No?
Yeah. Though at 8 o'clock at night, it's pretty good the day after Memorial Day. So.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Good. Let's wish him well, and we'll speak to him next Monday.
All right, Tuesday. Brother. Drive safe, 10 to 2.
Bye, Phil.
9 yards. Obey your laws. Turn off the car when you gas up.
Yeah.
Yes. Right. Yes. Yes.
See you next Tuesday, brother. Bye. Man, watch us have less live viewers this week because he wasn't here to type and tell everyone that we're on.
He's the draw, brother.
He is the draw.
That's crazy you leave the car
on. So, Johnny,
on.
You want to end this with your light side? I think you wanted to bring that up.
Yeah, we'll do a real quick light side here. So, So, when in PW, we were one of the first to ever use Rich Swann. And it was because this man, Dirty Deeds Darren Wise, suggested it. And he's been a mentor type guy to us. So here he's being inducted into the Hall of Fame. It is his third induction. So I have to ask him what the other two inductions were. But he said, it never gets old. An honor to be remembered by my peers, as well as it's an honor to have been a trailblazer for many of today's stars, if he does say so himself. This one is taking place in my hometown. So join me along with many of your favorites at the Red Lion Alliance Fire and Rescue. So Saturday, June 1st, come celebrate Hall of Fame induction, Darren Wise. He's the actual guy that discovered Rich Swann. And he used to be partners with the Bad Crew, where we used to go wrestle for EWF. So we go way back with him. He used to run events, and he would always have, 600, 700, 800 people at his events when we used to wrestle for him. Easy. And then, Donnie, we also met him at your show in Egg Harbor that one time, or Brigantine, I believe it was.
Yep.
And we used to make fun that he used to big time people. So when people would go around and say goodbye at the end of the day, especially the young boys, like the Bad Crew students, you know, they'd go bye Johnny, bye Trent, bye Donnie, you know, and we'd always stop and give them attention and goodbye. Nice to meet. Darren Wise did a behind the back handshake, which Donnie's
in the day. We still do it. Yeah.
Yes. So like he's in a conversation with someone, right? Like me and you were talking, someone comes up behind me to say goodbye. And instead of me turning around to shake their hand, I just go like this. All right. See you later, man. And I keep right on talking to the guy that I'm looking at.
The first time he did it, I was blown away. I was like, holy shit. That's one of the greatest things I've ever seen. We called it the behind the back deed shake.
Yes. The deed shake.
I'm going to start doing that.
Remember how he smoked his cigarette?
Yeah, if I may take a second to speak to Deeds, Mr. Deeds, face to face here on the camera, I'd like to say, this is the total shoot truth. I always liked Darren. I always thought he deserved better from the business. I don't know how far he pushed himself in the business or to what extreme lengths he went to, what he considered making it in the business. But I can tell you, as someone who has been told by his peers, up to and including all the great managers of our time, that dirty deeds, Darren Wise had all the tools to be just as successful as any other manager you've ever seen on pro wrestling television. He was exemplary at ringside. He could cut a promo. He was skilled. He could work. He could bump. He was every bit as good as I was on the independents. He truly deserved more than he got. I loved working shows with Deeds, against Deeds, for Deeds. I always thought he was a gentleman and a scholar in the business. He never bum-steered us in any way, shape, or form, never cheated us, never lied to us. Just an all-around good human being in a business that is full of shitbags, especially when it comes to managers, because there wasn't many of us. It would have been very easy for Deeds to try to bury me on other shows and put himself over. He never did it. He showed his ass one-on-one whenever we had any kind of confrontations or bumps in the ring. He sold for me. I sold for him. It was just always good business with Deeds, and I'm very happy that he's another person that has come out the other end of the tunnel of pro wrestling as a successful human being, grown adult man who's a productive member of society. So with that, Deeds, I want to tip my cap to you and tell you that you'll always have a friend in Don Bucci that you can reach out to at any time, and we can share and shoot the shit. And it's been a pleasure knowing you, and I hope to know you for many years to come.
Yep. And I have to reiterate that, Donnie, he was a mentor to me too, like not to the extent that you are, but on commentary, he used to always say the back seats are under the tutelage of good old Dirty Deeds. And we were, and I always loved him, and I always loved the Bad Crew and Z, the Hungarian Barbarian, and Uncle
Bug and Butchie. Marshall, remember?
Love Bug and Marshall, Uncle Butchie. I miss all those guys. And great I just times. Talked to great times. I miss them. I love them. And Dirty Deeds, if you ever want to come to an event, an SPO event, we'd love.
I'd love to have Deeds on here.
I would love. I tried to get Deeds. Him tonight.
Well, Deeds, another week, another Tuesday night. You come on here. Let's shoot the shit and talk about the old days and even current trends in the business. Whatever you want to talk about, we'd love to have you on as our special guest one night on a Tuesday night. You have an invitation from this show whenever you want to come on.
Yep. Absolutely. And did I just see correctly that the Batman of Burlington is here? Our new general manager is in the chat. Hell yeah. What's up,
Bob?
Batman of Burlington. There's a lot coming up with Batman of Burlington over the next few weeks. We have this bat phone here that we've installed into the Spocast. Okay. So when we're talking and you see this pop up, it means the Batman's trying to get our attention, and we will be going live from the Batcave. 2 minutes GPS from my house this way is the Batman of Burlington. So starting on the Spocast over the next few weeks, you never know when it's going to happen. Suddenly the red phone is going to go off, the bat phone, and we're going to hear from the Batman of Burlington about upcoming matches, events, and whatever else he might have to do. And what a great public service message from the Batman of Burlington this week. I don't know if you guys saw it. He put out a press release as our commissioner, our general manager, and he talked about how it's important to be yourself, and it's important to be happy with who you are and what you've been given, and not to let people bully you. And I think it's a great message. And I think we saw him deal with the ultimate bully, Dewey Donovan.
Yeah, so how about Batman, that citizen's arrest?
Damn right. He puts his money where his mouth is. He actually does it. He doesn't just say it. We have got a general manager who is wholesome and who is not afraid to stand up to negativity. So we're going to have some interesting things. It took a little bit of finagling for him to even get us to have the first half of the event. Now Spo Wrestling has the first half of Un-F and Necessary because of Batman. So thank you for your due diligence. We really appreciate it. And to be honest with you, there's going to be some events Batman can't make it to because he's busy. Okay. So we're going to have to appoint like a kind of like a Commissioner Gordon or a Robin or an Alfred, someone to be there on his behalf certain times. So that's going to be coming up soon too. So stay tuned for that.
All right.
So, good stuff. So real quick, we're done, but I just want to say that we are up. Thanks, Chris. Chris Bristow enjoyed the show, got to watch it multiple times. It is available right now on the Spo Wrestling YouTube. Check that out. And guys, we are going to be at Battleground at the ECW Arena against Blackout in a trios match July 6th. And we're also going to be at the barbecue leading up to that. outside. So that's some interesting things you're definitely not going to want to miss.
I can't wait for that.
Yep. Yeah. That's it. Last chance, guys. That's it. The arena. We got 4 hours left until midnight to save on general admission.
Buy the ticket.
Spo Mem Day. All right, everybody. Thank you all for listening. Danger Ginger Cause, all our peeps out there. Love you guys. Keep supporting Spo Wrestling. And guys, have a great week.
Peace.
Me means.